Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 94. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 71 tonight, mainly clear skies. Slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 97, mainly sunny. Cooler Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 80s. Slight chance of thunderstorms Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 83 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. Today, President Trump meets with other world leaders at the NATO summit in Turkey. Leaders are expected to discuss the war in Ukraine, security along the Strait of Hormuz, and an increase in defense spending. The Wichita Fire Department says an apartment fire that displaced six families over the weekend was caused by fireworks. No one was seriously hurt, but the fire caused about $50,000 in damages. Finney County officials approve a special use permit for a new solar farm south of Holcomb. That project still needs an approved development plan and a construction permit. The solar farm would be built on more than 6,000 acres of land and generate 330 megawatts of solar power. And Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. If you're struggling with mental health, you should know that there are resources out there that can help. And it's okay to talk about it if you need to. One place to get started with information is loveyourmindtoday.org. Loveyourmindtoday.org offers a range of guides, instructions, and insights for dealing with difficult situations or getting through a tough time. If you're struggling with mental health, get the help you need, because most people out here really care. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Kansas Water Office announced the opening of the State Water Infrastructure Grant Program, previously called the HB 2302 Grant Program, which provides funding for upfront technical assistance and on-the-ground actions needed to address water quantity and quality issues around the state. This program was made possible by increased funding to the State Water Plan Fund when Senate Sub for HB 2302, a bipartisan bill signed by Governor Kelly from the 2023 legislative session. These grants help communities plan and execute water infrastructure projects to ensure a safe and secure water supply for their residents, according to Connie Owen, Kansas Water Office Director. These funds are generally directed to supporting water-related infrastructure projects. Eligible applicants include municipalities and special districts related to water organized under the laws of Kansas. HB 2462, passed in the 2026 legislative session, updated the grant program's criteria, scoring categories, and administration guidelines. The Kansas Water Office will host a webinar to provide additional information on these changes on July 23rd. The webinar will be recorded and available on the KWO website following the event. The applications are open through September 15th. More information on the application criteria and process can be found at kwo.kansas.gov. Lansing Correctional Facility resident George Eugene Phillips, age 39, died Sunday, July 5th. Phillips was found unresponsive in his cell. Staff and emergency medical service personnel administered life-saving measures but were unable to revive him. The cause of death is pending the results of an independent autopsy. Per protocol, when a resident dies in the custody of the Kansas Department of Corrections, the death is under investigation by the KDOC and the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. This investigation is ongoing. ongoing. Phillips was serving a 577-month sentence for convictions of aggravated kidnapping, aggravated robbery, and criminal threat in Sedgwick County, Kansas. The Lansing Correctional Facility, formerly the Kansas State Penitentiary, opened in 1867. The facility only serves males and maintains maximum and medium units totaling 1,900 beds and a 512-bed minimum security unit. One person was injured in an accident just after 4 p.m. Saturday in Norton County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2023 Harley-Davidson Street Glide driven by Stephen R. Cole, 54, of Gass, Kansas, was westbound on U.S. 36, approximately a half mile east of Kansas 60. The motorcycle traveled onto the right shoulder, skidded, and rolled. The driver was thrown from the vehicle and landed in the north ditch. EMS transported Cole to the Norton County Hospital. He was wearing a helmet at the time of the accident, according to the KHP. A rural Saline County home is a total loss after a fire on Thursday. A 67-year-old resident left their home in the 10,000 block of South Honneck Road, Saline County, Kansas, according to the Saline County Undersheriff Brent Mainlander. Just after 5 p.m., the resident returned home to find heavy smoke coming from the home. According to Mainlander, 250 baby chickens were being kept in the basement, died. The cause of the fire could be a faulty fan left on in the kitchen, according to Mainlander. The home is a total loss. The loss estimated by resident of the home, $150,000 for the home and $40,000 for contents. Marquette Volunteer Fire Department, Saline County Rural Fire Department No. 6, Saline County Rural Fire Department No. 2, and McPherson County Rural Fire District No. 8 responded to the fire. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting, Chairman Thompson called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order on June 30th in the commission room. Those in attendance were Chairman Richard Thompson, Commissioner Garrett Beidler, Commissioner Marvin Matchett, County Clerk Craig Renner, County Attorney Abigail Horn, and Road and Bridge Employee Gene Briner. Weekly correspondence, fund balances, vouchers, and abatement and minutes were distributed to the commissioners. Commissioner Beidler moved that the Board of County Commissioners enter executive session for non-elected personnel related to the Road and Bridge Department. Present in the executive session shall be the Board of County Commissioners, Clerk Renner, Attorney Horn, and Gene Briner. The commission came out of the executive session. No action had been taken. Deputy Clerk Caitlin Skirdlent joined the meeting to explain the recent changes in the updated policy regarding the accruing of sick and vacation hours. There were a couple of employees that the change had affected negatively, and the commission wanted clarification. Attorney Horn, Clerk Renner, and Deputy Clerk Skirdlent were instructed to put together a spreadsheet showing the impacted employees and present at a later meeting. Commissioner Beidler confirmed that the Colby Community College had ceased its operation of the nursing school in Norton effective June 30th. Commissioner Beidler had delivered the message to the hospital board that the county intended to keep the subleasing to the hospital under the current arrangement, but with a new contract to be written by County Attorney Horn. Commissioner Beidler was tasked with doing a final walkthrough of the facility to confirm it was left in order. The contract specified a 90-day notice, but the commissioners agreed to waive the penalty if the walkthrough was satisfactory. Interim Road and Bridge Supervisor Jimmy Goss joined the meeting. Commissioner Matchett moved that the county enter into a service agreement with Cone, an elevator service company. Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion. Clerk Renner asked for clarification of which agreement he was moving to approve. After discussion, Commissioner Matchett rescinded the motion and Commissioner Beidler rescinded the second. No action was taken. Commissioner Beidler moved to recess the Board of County Commissioners meeting to hold a minimum maintenance road hearing in the commission room with the regular meeting to reconvene immediately following the hearing. Commissioner Matchett seconded the motion. It carried 3-0. They discussed their position of moving the road to minimum maintenance. The commission and Jimmy laid out the county's plan to move the water runoff from the north to the south. The Conkeys expressed their opinion that the change would not work. The commission explained that an engineer had been hired to assess the road, and this was the most cost-effective way to fix the road. The Conkeys left the meeting. The commission came out of the recess and reconvened the meeting. Commissioner Beiler moved the county attorney Horn draw up a resolution to make Road Z between Road E1 and E2 a minimum maintenance road. Commissioner Matchett seconded the motion. It carried 3-0. Commissioner Beiler moved that the Board of County Commissioners enter into executive session to discuss personnel matters for non-elected personnel related to the Road and Bridge Department. Present in the executive session shall be the Board of County Commissioners, Clerk Renner, Attorney Horn, and Jimmy Goss. After two executive sessions, the commission came out of the executive session. Jimmy Goss rejoined the meeting. Commissioner Beiler moved to hire Jimmy Goss as the Road and Bridge Supervisor at an hourly wage of $35. Commissioner Matchett seconded the motion. It carried 3-0. Register of Deeds Wanda Vincent joined the meeting. Wanda informed the commission that she was taking a leave of absence for 30 days for medical purposes. Deputy Register of Deeds Bonnie Ray will run the office in her absence. She stated that she was going to check in during her absence. Undersheriff Adam Wallmeyer joined the meeting along with the following guests: Tammy Black, Kevin Black, Mary Wallmeyer, Trenton Wallmeyer, Nick Wallmeyer, Jeff Wallmeyer, Chris Bailey, Sierra Wallmeyer, Judge Jody Enfield, Brandy Keith, Bryce Marble, Robert Annan, Janelle Morrell, and Vicki Henderson of the High Plains News. Adam was there to have the oath of office of Norton County Sheriff be administered by Judge Jody Enfield. The oath was administered and signed. Abatement 2026-00037 was signed by Commissioner Thompson. Commissioner Beiler moved to approve June 22nd minutes. Commissioner Matchett seconded the motion. It carried 3-0. Commissioner Matchett moved to approve the month-end vouchers. Commissioner Beiler seconded the motion. It carried 3-0. Sanatorium Phil Murrow joined the meeting via the phone to review the codes with the commission. Currently, Norton County has no zoning or building permits other than the code for installing septic systems. He wanted to review the current land mass rules and inform the commission that if exceptions or alterations to those standards were to be allowed, then he wanted the commission to sign off on all exceptions. The commission agreed that any exceptions would have to come from them for approval. Commissioner Matchett moved to adjourn the meeting, and with no further business, Chairman Thompson adjourned the meeting. This concludes the unofficial minutes of the June 30th Board of Commissioners meeting. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. The nation's winter wheat crop will soon be harvested, and the final numbers for crop condition will also soon be available. Rod Bain has more in this report.
What USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey calls a very tough year as a whole for the nation's winter wheat crop is coming to a close.
The harvest passed the halfway mark early in the week to reach 59% complete by July 5th, staying well ahead of the five-year average of 51% and last year's 51%.
Every winter wheat producing state except Montana has begun harvest.
Getting our first 1% harvested over the last week in Idaho and Washington, which is pretty typical for the timing on that. And then meanwhile, we're just about wrapping up in some of the southern states, 98% complete in Oklahoma, 94% harvested in Arkansas, pretty much on par with schedule.
The last look at winter wheat crop condition this season reveals
26% good to excellent, 47% very poor to poor, no change from last week, and far below last year's 48% good to excellent, 18% very poor to poor.
I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
As far as the Kansas wheat crop is concerned, as of Sunday, 91% of the crop had been harvested, well ahead of 78 last year and 74% for the five-year average. 41% of the state corn crop has reached silking, near 37 last year and 10 average, 5% had reached the dough stage. Crop rated 64% good to excellent, 2 points lower than last week, 25 fair, 11% poor to very poor. 97% of the Kansas soybean crop has been planted, while 90% has emerged. 26% of the crop is blooming, and 1% of the crop is setting pods. The crop rated 67% good to excellent, 25 fair, and 8% poor to very poor. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com. Fair time is coming, and Valley Vet Supply has all the fitting and grooming products you need to make those animals look their best. From clippers and combs to brushes and blowers, keep your show animals cool with a powerful turbo fan. Big ones for cattle, small fans for swine, sheep, and goat projects. And Arctic Mister show barn fans cool them off and maintain that hair coat too. Hot weather can stall out those show steers and lambs, keep them on feed, and bring out that bloom with show supplements from Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet keeps a wide array of blocking chute and stall bar options and show box styles too. For the most complete lineup of animal health products and horse and livestock show supplies, go online at valleyvet.com or see them at their store in Marysville.
Valleyvet.com, valleyvet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Well, it does look like we can expect to see a hot one across the state here for this afternoon, with temperatures expected to get into the 90s for the most part, maybe a few areas lingering right around about 100 degrees for the southwestern and west central portions of Kansas. Essentially fairly average for this time of the year, except the warmest spots looking to be the extreme western portions of the state. Nearly the entire state should be around about the mid to lower 90s. And again, some areas just a little bit above that. It does look like we can expect to see it mostly sunny skies across the state for this afternoon. And then for tonight, though, it looks like we'll have a little bit more cloud cover coming in, especially as we get to the overnight hours for the northwestern portions of the state, and overnight lows dropping down into the upper 60s to the lower 70s across the state as well. By Wednesday, looks like another hot one actually lingering in the mid to lower 90s for the extreme eastern portions of the state, mid to upper 90s for the central and northwestern portions of the state. Looks like for the southwestern and south central portions of Kansas, temperatures getting up just over 100 degrees, so slightly warmer overall for the day tomorrow. It also looks like we can expect to see mostly sunny skies as well. Once we get to Thursday, it looks like temperatures once again remaining in the 90s primarily. Our coolest spots in the lower 90s for the northern portions of the state. That's going to be actually fairly average for this time of the year. Warmer as we get to the south, and again, just above 100 degrees for the southwestern and south central portions of the state. Partial sunshine expected in the morning hours, but then actually becoming mostly sunny across most of the state as we get to the afternoon. More cloud cover in the northeastern portions of Kansas. A chance for some showers and thunderstorms in the morning for that area as well, and a chance for showers and storms for the extreme northwestern portions of the state by the afternoon. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.